Hey, good morning. News Radio 830 WCCO. I mentioned this last week. Porch poachers. Porch poachers. It's just really prevalent now. In the building where I live, when I'll sometimes get a note from FedEx or UPS or whatever that they're dropping something off, I will go down to the door and grab that package and bring it in as soon as they notify me. And if I see other packages there, I will bring them in and set them in the hallway. If you live in a place like that, it's a good thing to do. But porch thieves are just, they will literally, well, here, let's be joined here by Julio Ojeda Zapata from Pioneer Press, who wrote about this just over the weekend here. Julio, good morning, first of all. Thanks. We haven't chatted for a while. Nice to chat with you this morning. How are you?
So lovely to be with you. I really appreciate it.
Porch piracy. The people who are poaching packages from porches, I'd say that a couple of times real fast. But here's the thing about this. They will literally follow, like, you know, at a distance, a FedEx truck or a UPS truck through a neighborhood, more often than not a residential neighborhood, Julio, and they will see what they can pilfer. They'll just grab the box. They don't even care, to the point where one guy filled a box with dog crap, left it out there just to purposely mess with them like that.
Yeah, people grabbing just delivered packages off doorsteps and porches, that trend has been around for a while. It seems like these people are getting a lot more organized now lately. You know, there are literally teams of people in cars. You know, one guy, it's sort of like robbing a bank. One person's behind the wheel of the getaway vehicle, the other person is, you know, doing the deed. And often these people are even shadowing delivery trucks. So if they spot a UPS truck, they'll drive, you know, slowly behind the truck, you know, a couple of blocks back, and sort of harvest packages as they're being delivered. So the whole thing is becoming more prevalent, and is becoming a lot more organized, and so people are a lot more vulnerable than they were in the past.
Well, let's talk about this, because you wrote about something, I believe it's the video doorbells. I've been seeing a lot of this advertised here of late, but tell me about the effectiveness of video doorbells.
Well, people have been installing a variety of different kinds of security cameras. These security cameras often have motion detection. So if the camera is sort of pointing at your doorstep and motion is detected, the camera will then automatically record a bit of video. The Ring video doorbell is an interesting example of this, because that security camera technology is actually built into the doorbell. So if a UPS guy comes up and rings the bell, your phone goes off, and you might not even be in your house. You might be across town or in another country, but you get that notification, and you're able to sort of interact with the delivery person. But then, and then you can tell the delivery person, you know, put the package, you know, in the back of the house or something. This technology is also useful if somebody's stealing a package off from your doorstep, because then you can get video of the person, and that's helpful for authorities if they're trying to track down these people. So this is evidence you can sort of turn over to the police.
Yeah, your story included a note from St. Paul Police Sergeant Mike Ernster, who said that there's just been, particularly in St. Paul, there's been a significant increase in reports of package theft coming across the desk. And it comes with the shopping season. This is where it really ramps up. Although it happens year-round, Julio, this is where it really ramps up.
Well, and especially in the last few years, because as you know, online shopping is becoming more and more prevalent. I hardly ever go to the mall anymore. I hardly ever go to a physical store unless I want to go to an Apple store or something. You know, if I'm going to order something, I will very typically order it online. But then I personally take precautions. Like if I know an expensive package is coming, I try to be home. I get the tracking number and sort of monitor where the package is so that I can try to be available when the package is there. You know, other precautions you can take is make sure you require a signature so the packages aren't simply dropped off. You know, but quite frankly, in many cases, I just have packages sent to my office, which is a lot safer.
Yeah, I love the story that you wrote, and I think this came from a resident who said driving a block away from their house, they noticed an opened Amazon box, got out of their car to see if it was hers, and sure enough, it was. Whoever had stolen the package, though, off the front porch, ripped open the box, discovered a humidifier filter, thought, I don't want that, and just threw it out in the street. So
So if you spot one of these cars, you know, very often there'll be a bunch of guys in there with a bunch of packages, and they're kind of riffling through the packages, grabbing what they want, you know, tossing everything else out the window. So on top of everything else, there are litter bugs.
Wow. So here's a question from a listener of ours. They want to know if that doorbell that is the video doorbell that will give you some evidence, it won't necessarily stop a crime if you are not there, but it will give you some evidence of what's going on. Is this a low voltage situation, much like a doorbell? So you need to already have a doorbell there, or can it go alongside your doorbell? Does it replace your doorbell?
It replaces your doorbell. So it plugs into your home's power the same way a doorbell does. It can either be, plugged into a wall outlet, that's certain hidden, or more commonly, you know, how just doorbells are sort of hardwired into your house. You just take out your existing doorbell and then connect the video doorbell exactly the same way. There are also solar powered versions. Like I know somebody who has one, who it's just powered off sunlight, and it kind of works that way. The Ring video doorbell is kind of an interesting thing though, because I think as porch pirates, or as you call them, poachers, become more familiar with these technologies, they might actually stay away from houses that have those. So these, you know, going forward might actually be deterrents. I'm in a similar situation. I'm in a neighborhood that has significant, you know, crime. I'm in the inner city, and so it's not a 100% safe neighborhood. And I have put video cameras on the windows facing the street. I put video cameras on the windowsills facing outward with a little green light. And I guarantee you, if you're a would-be robber, like walking up the steps, you will see those cameras and very likely will, you know, spin around and just go someplace else.
Yeah, unless you're, like you say, oftentimes they're working in a two-person situation where they might have a wheel man, someone sitting behind the wheel, and they don't care who's watching because they're going to be there and gone just like that, you know. But someone wanted to know, too, is there a monthly fee required? Because you also, I think the article had a picture of Ring.com. I've been seeing that advertised. And is that the Ring video doorbell?
That is the Ring video doorbell. You have to shop around, because different devices have different policy. You know, some devices have sort of free online storage of video. Other devices, you have to pay for that. You know, some of them store the video on little flash cards in your house. Some of them upload the video to the internet. It's kind of all over the place. I happen to like the Google Nest cameras. Those are very easy to set up and use. But the downside with those is if you're going to archive your video online for 30 days, you have to pay for that. Although it takes still images, you can get still images of things that have happened in front of your house for free. So you have to sort of shop carefully. Like Best Buy is a good place to go, because you can go there, and there are staffers there who are sort of trained, and they can sort of walk you through all of your options. You know, some of these cameras can see in the dark. They have infrared capabilities. Many of them have motion detection. So you have to sort of figure out what features you want. Some of the cameras are designed to be installed inside your house. They're not really weather resistant. Other cameras, like the Netgear Arlo cameras, they're more rugged, so you could hang them outside on the side of your house and they'll be just fine. So sort of, you have to sort of figure out what your needs are, and then, you know, talk to somebody and sort of figure out what's the best product for your particular circumstances.
And you know what, the thing about this, Julio, and I'm sure you started with this too, because you do most of your shopping online now, but the more and more that we find ourselves doing it, the opportunity grows for those people who would purloin those packages, the porch pirates. But so there's more opportunity there, and it's just greater incidence of it then too, because the opportunity is what drives them. It's like, hey, yeah, I see this, I'll just take it. But so there's going to be more and more need for protection. Did you do some pricing on these various, like the Ring video doorbell and some of the others you mentioned?
Yeah, it's kind of all over the map, but you know, figure you'll pay between the low to mid hundreds typically for some of these systems, although some of them are a lot pricier. But you shouldn't have to pay more than $500 for one of these. And that should give you some pretty good technology. There's also, if you go on Amazon, you can find mailboxes, where you can, it's sort of like a UPS, like a postal service mailbox. You can put things in, but then they're hard to take out again. So you can have one of these things on your thing where a small parcel can be dropped in, and then the door has sort of a baffling system where it's almost impossible for you to stick your hand and pull something out. Some of these mailboxes even have Ring video doorbells installed on the actual mailbox. And there are little keypads where you can sort of tell your UPS guy, punch this code into my locking mailbox, and it'll open. Drop it in, close the lid, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
There are a lot of options. If you protect yourself the right way, you shouldn't have to have any packages stolen. It's just that people are either ignorant or careless. They just need to be educated a little bit.
Yeah, and what happens too is with most of us, and not just the individual who's accepting the package, but in many cases the majority of their neighbors are also you know, away at the same time. So it's not like we can actually be looking out for each other. And I imagine, I don't know this for a fact, but if the product was stolen off of my front porch or my step or the lobby of my building, do I have to eat that? Do I wear the jacket on that, right?
That's a good question. Actually, in many cases, the shipper, the entity that you order the package from, will in some cases actually replace it for free. It's so you don't necessarily have to eat the cost, but you shouldn't make a habit of it though, because that shipper's generosity has limits. So if you keep getting packages stolen, your address will get flagged as a problem area, and you won't be able to have packages sent to your door anymore. You'll have to pick them up at the shipper's office. So you have to not abuse this generosity, but yeah, you know, if you order from Amazon, in many cases they'll just send it to you again and won't charge you anything.
Well, one final question here. I was thinking about this too. Is there a way, I guess I've never paid that close attention when I was completing an order online for something. I know that if I'm buying wine through a shipper, I have to be there to sign for it. There's no getting around that, or else go to the terminal where if they were unable to deliver it and pick it up there. But if someone is, you know, ordering something online, you do a lot of shopping online, Julio, are you able to say, you know, recipient must sign for this? Is there a place to do that or to add that in the comments so that something isn't just left there?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're filling out a FedEx order bill on your computer screen, there's an area that says check this box to require a signature, and you can actually have require that a certain person sign for it, or you can require that anybody sign for it. And the anybody sign for it option is useful. For instance, if you're friendly with your neighbors and you can sort of make agreements with your neighbors that if you're not home, you know, one of your neighbors will sign for the package and then sort of tuck it away.
Yeah.
I have some pretty good neighbors. Like my neighbor across the street gets a lot of packages. Very often, if I see a package dropped off, I will literally cross the street, grab it, bring it into my house, and then send him a Facebook message. Hey, you got a package. I've got it for you.
I think that's a great thing for any neighbor to do if you see something like that, and especially if you know that person will not be home for an extended period of time. So, hey, Julio, always good information. Again, if you go to TwinCities.com, you can get it there. Julio Ojeda Zapata, writing on security, video, all things technology, too, at the Pioneer Press. Hey, have a great week. Maybe we'll chat with you again. Hey, quickly before I go, Hatchimals, is that the hottest gadget out there? It's not a gadget, I guess. It doesn't come in a gadget category. What is the hottest gadget this year? One, single one.
Well, you know, anything Apple is always extremely popular, but that Hatchimal toy apparently is kind of the gotta-have toy of the season. I'm in my 50s, so my understanding of these things is a little limited. I don't know what the appeal is, but obviously I'm not a kid. But apparently, you know, that particular product is in very high demand.
All right. Hey, you have a great day. We'll chat with you again, okay?
Yeah.
Take care. 11:51, that's your Park Chrysler Jeep time check. When you are shopping for a new car, check parkchryslerjeep.com first.